This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. A bill introduced in the State House would draw a veil over information about oil and gas pipelines, electrical lines, and other key pieces of energy infrastructure in Michigan. Under House Bill 4540, that information would no longer be available to the public because it would be exempt from the Michigan Freedom of Information Act. Detroit Free Press environmental reporter Keith Matheny is with us again. Keith, the bill's sponsor is Representative Kurt Heise, Republican from Plymouth. What kind of information does he want to keep away from public eyes?
Well, the bill would exempt from disclosure what they call critical infrastructure information, and that would include oil and gas pipelines, high-powered electrical transmission lines, and some information related to cybersecurity. In the text of the bill, it would exempt information that, quote, could be useful to a person planning an attack on critical energy infrastructure, end quote. Many are concerned with how broad that is, both environmental groups looking at pipeline safety and, yes, journalists like me that always want as much information public as possible as a means to hold government to account.
And as you note in your story for the Free Press, the environmental groups seem to feel that oil and gas companies like Enbridge are getting a sweetheart deal out of this bill, don't they?
Well, yeah, they seem to be puzzled by, you know, the need for it now. This bill is similar to federal critical infrastructure information protections that were put in place by the Homeland Security Act in 2002 in the months after 9/11. So there's sort of a why now. And the timing is interesting because we have the State Attorney General Bill Schuette and the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality Director Dan Wyant doing a statewide assessment of oil and gas pipeline safety, including and especially Line 5, which is the Enbridge oil pipeline under the Straits of Mackinac on the lake bottom. Obviously, there's quite a bit of concern about that 60-plus-year-old pipeline and, you know, what may happen if the worst were to occur. Under this bill, the public would know far less about anything about that pipeline.
Do we have any idea who's been pushing for this bill, how Representative Heise came to decide we needed to do this?
He wasn't super specific in my conversations with him, but he did say the oil and gas industry is certainly interested in it, along with other energy companies. Law enforcement, Michigan State Police support this bill as well. He emphasized the concern that they have about, you know, the potential for terrorist attack or people wishing to do harm. Obviously, on some of these systems, any sort of localized attack can have really widespread impacts, and that's sort of his argument for the need.
In the meantime, as you talk to a lot of people from environmental groups, like the director of Clean Water Action, saying we really need more sunshine laws as opposed to going the other way.
Well, you think about the 2010 burst Enbridge oil pipeline in Marshall, Michigan, mm-hmm. that led to the largest inland oil spill in U.S. history, you know, four-year, $1 billion cleanup of the Kalamazoo River.
Yes.
We learned that Enbridge delayed its spill response after its employees essentially didn't believe what their oil pressure readings were telling them, and it took a member of the public seeing this spill happening on the Kalamazoo River about 17 hours later to sort of get the action happening to clean it up and stop it. Now, would we know all that if this Freedom of Information Act exemption were in place? It is absolutely unclear.
Let's play what if the bill becomes law. What recourse would be there for journalists like you or environmental watchdog groups or the public to be able to access this information?
Well, Representative Heise emphasizes that, like other exemptions in the Freedom of Information Act, there are means to appeal. So you could file an appeal of the ruling, and the Freedom of Information Act coordinator for whatever particular governmental department you were dealing with you'd have your chance to make your case, and they could reconsider it. It's been my experience that it's rare for an appeal to be effective in getting the information you want. So I'm not sure how much solace there is there for both reporters like me and environmental groups that are concerned about the safety of some of these pipelines.
Well, I'm going to ask you for a gut feel here, Keith Matheny. How likely is it, do you think, that House Bill 4540 will become law?
You know, there seems to be quite a bit of room for compromise here. For example, it probably makes sense to have certain exemptions to know, you know, where a pipeline shutoff mechanism is, so that if you cause a leak in it, if you then cause damage to the shutoff system, you could create a catastrophe. Okay, that really kind of pinpointed information, maybe we can work out an exemption, you know, a Freedom of Information Act exemption against. So I think the broad language that exists now, I don't suspect has much of a chance to become law. I think there will probably be quite a bit of work done on this bill, quite a bit of protest that results in maybe some revisions and something that could potentially work its way out of the legislature.
House Bill 4540. Detroit Free Press reporter Keith Matheny, always good to talk with you. Thanks so much, Keith.
Thanks very much.